Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Happy Wednesday to you. You know what that means. It is hump day. We are pushing our way over that hump, looking forward to the weekend, and I welcome you into the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is good to talk to you. Let's get this bad boy rolling. Yesterday when I was on, I said to you, I have too much show for one show. And I didn't lie to you, we got to wrap it up today. And in addition, we need to add stuff. And in addition, we're only a half hour today. So we got to get to it. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. On the docket today, we're going to finish up with the bad coaching jobs that are going on in the NFL. And I'm going to separate bad coaches from bad teams. I know you're probably thinking, what's the difference? There is a difference. We're going to talk about that, 3,000-pound elephant in the room, the Jets. And I'm going to remind you of something I said about Matt Nagy yesterday, and I'm going to tie that into the Jets. The L.A. Dodgers, we will definitely touch on that. And I know we talked briefly about Tua becoming the starter down in Miami. We're going to touch on that a little bit as well. Like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for hanging with us today. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights. It's locally in Chandler, 4991 South Chandler. Make your way down there. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member, get you access to the members' lounge. In there, you get a locker, back up your humidor, televisions, a little bit more privacy. You can rent out the members' lounge as well for your events, parties, whatever you would like. It's a great place. Many couches, relaxers, TVs, everything. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Now, you could also rent it out for, you could go down there and get a day pass. So you don't have to become a member right away. Get a day pass, check it out, see how you like it. Now, it's not a club where you just have to be a member. Everyone is welcome there. And there are other areas for everyone to sit, watch TV, enjoy your cigar, sell beer and wine, get your adult beverage, and you are good to go. Now, if you can't make it down there, no worries. Just go online to Stogie World, STOAGIE world.com. Same great selection of cigars. They're just sent to you. You get your order in early enough in the day, they ship the same day. All this is done at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. And I kind of want to do this in a backwind type motion so you can understand what I'm saying. And I'm talking square peg, round hole. And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to go back to the Chicago Bears, and I'll go back to what Matt Nagy said about his quarterbacking situation a couple weeks ago. During his coaches' meeting, the question was put to him, how much of your offense do you have to change now that Nick Foles is your quarterback and Mitchell Trubisky wasn't? And he said, well, nothing really, not that much. Nick will come in and seamlessly do, what Mitchell respectfully wasn't doing. And I cry bullcrap to that. Because if Mitch was your guy, you would have designed an offense to accentuate his positives. We know he's not a drop back, seven-step pocket passer. We know He's not an under the center, three-step, drop, let it go kind of guy. We know that. We know he's not a traditional quarterback. And we've seen non-traditional quarterbacks and what they can do in the NFL now. We see what Lamar Jackson does. We see what Kyler Murray does. We see the way that their coaches script things for them where they can get out of pocket and do a bunch of different things. That was never done for Mitchell. And we know Matt Nagy didn't draft Mitchell Trubisky, so that wasn't his guy. So we understand all that. Now, because of that, when you bring in a quarterback to follow the quarterback that you're benching, or say he got injured, you would think the play calling would change since they're two totally different QBs. Like I said, that leads you to believe he never designed anything for Mitchell at all, which tells me he wasn't really vested in Mitchell Trubisky succeeding. Square peg, round hole. Then you start thinking, when I look at the rest of this team and the way that they're put together, are you coaching them and making them fit your style, or are you adjusting your style to fit your players? And I started thinking back a little bit, and I know this is a different sport, and I started thinking about the ASU basketball program and Bobby Hurley. There was a team he had, I want to say it was 4 years ago now, and he had a bunch of little guys, bunch of guards, and they were a three-point shooting team. The very next year, all three of those guards graduated. But then he had bigs. Being such a big-time three-point shooting team, and went with his strength, pounding the ball inside. Then the following year, had bigs, but also had some good perimeter players. Switched his style up yet again. You adjust to what you have. And he's made the tournament all those years. You could look at Coach K. Coach K never did one and dones. Guess what Coach K does now? One and dones. Because he understands the landscape and what you have to do. And if you're going to get a top player, doesn't matter what position they are, you get that top player, and your system makes tweaks here and there. Adam Gase in New York is still trying to make whatever his quarterback whisperer mantra is into something that it's not. I think sometimes he forgets he is the coach of the team. He is not the head coach of offense. He's the head coach of the team. And if he was the head coach of just offense, on that alone, he should be fired. And then I ask you, how does he keep getting jobs? So this is his total ranking as a head coach this is his total ranking as an offensive play caller since 2015. 2015 in Chicago, offense ranked number 21. 2016 in Miami, offensive ranked number 24. 2017, Miami, head coach, offensive ranked 25. Miami, head coach, 2018, offensive ranked 31st. The Jets, head coach, 2019, offensive rating last. This season, head coach of the Jets, offensive rating 31st. He hasn't cracked the top 20 as anything, as an OC with Chicago or a head coach on his side of the ball. But he's still there. He's still around. Every week, he steps up to that podium and he gives you a whole bunch of bullcrap.
We didn't take advantage of anything at the beginning of the game. Had some opportunities for some big plays to kind of get everybody jump-started. We didn't get that done. Thought defense you know, I know early, you know, we had some struggles, did a great job in the second half, just couldn't get anything going on offense. Too many penalties in the first half really hurt us. I mean, we can't have six penalties like that in the first half and then one in the second. That's definitely got to get cleaned up. You know, we got a lot of things to fix on offense. We just got to make the plays when they're there to be made. And we got to protect the quarterback better. We can't let Joe just be getting teed off on that early in the game.
Now, I rarely do this. Rarely. I rarely play back the same clip that I played. But I want you really this time to dig in and listen to what the worst coach in pro football said. Really dig in and listen to some of the things that he said. And mind you, he's the play caller. He's the offensive guru. It's his gig.
We didn't take advantage of anything at the beginning of the game. Had some opportunities for some big plays to kind of get everybody jump-started. We didn't get that done. Thought defense, you know, I know early, you know, we had some struggles. Did a great job in the second half. Just couldn't get anything going on offense. Too many penalties in the first half really hurt us. I mean, we can't have six penalties like that in the first half and then one in the second. That's definitely got to get cleaned up. You know, we got a lot of things to fix on offense. We just got to make the plays when they're there to be made. And we got to protect the quarterback better. We can't let Joe just be getting teed off on that early in the game.
Think about everything he said. Let's go to the defensive side first, because that was easy. Because he mentioned that as a passing by. Defense started slow, but then they played well second half of the game. And we'll get into why that's important, because Greg Williams is the defensive coordinator. So said that. But on offense, had some big plays early. Couldn't make them. Had some penalties. Couldn't get over the penalties. Got to protect better. Got to protect that quarterback that's masquerading as an apartment building, worst quarterback in football. Got to do better with that. Got to watch the penalties on offense. Got everything is on you, your side of the ball. You're 6 weeks in, and you still don't have the discipline to clean up the penalties. You still can't come up with a scheme to protect your apartment quarterback back there now. You still can't hit big plays when they're there for you. These are all the things you still can't do. That finger is pointing directly to you. Directly to you. And on the other side of the ball, you have Greg Williams. Look, there's certain things we know about Greg Williams. One, at times he can be a tool. Rumor Bounty Gate, remember all that. We know he's still smarting because he thinks he should be the Cleveland Browns head coach. We know he doesn't have a good relationship with Adam Gase. And he basically came out and said, look, the defense is fine. If we get some help from that offense, we'll be okay. He did the old Buddy Ryan, us versus them. That didn't sit well with Adam Gase. Greg Williams is thinking, yo, man, when this year is over, this ship, we're all getting fired. You probably won't get rehired for a while. I can still coach some defense. I need to worry about myself. I'm going to talk about how your offense isn't helping us play complimentary football. And when you do that to the head coach, of course he has a response.
I'm happy about it, but, I mean, we talked about it, and, you know, he knew that. And it just, you know, right now I feel like, you know, our players are doing such a good job as far as trying to get things righted, and, you know, it's just everything we say is, it matters, you know, and he understood that, you know, none of us can, we got to set the right example. Adam,
they got to set the right example. Your players don't play for you. Your players have quit on you. They've quit on you. And you're not doing the things to put them in the best position to win. You're simply not. And this is where I tie it all the way back to Matt Nagy. You get this label that you're an offensive genius. You get this label that you're the quarterback whisperer. You do all that, but you're not adjusting to your team. And even when that question is put to him point blank, this is his response.
We're evaluating it all the time. I mean, we're trying to change things that fit to our guys and adjust to where, you know, where we need to adjust, whether it's protection, run game, you know, like this game we had to do some different stuff because, you know, what they were playing, both protection-wise and in the run game.
No one's behind that, man. This dude couldn't sell an air conditioner in Arizona. He is terrible. You ever meet people that are good with technical stuff, but they're just not people? People. They're not a people person. And they could be brilliant as heck, but they can't relate it to a person. I once had a tech guy back in another profession come into my office to fix my computer. He comes in, he looks at it, looks at me, looks at the computer, sits down, and goes, this is easy. All you have to do is this. You're set. See you later. Okay. To him, it was all you had to do was this. That's not what I do. So, as opposed to me calling you over and over, show me, tell me, and we make it work. If I ask you to come in and do the same thing with the staff of people, you wouldn't be able to do that unless I showed you, made it relatable to you, and made it work. Adam Gase doesn't make anything relatable. And his team has quit on him. And now this is where I become a conspiracy theorist. I think the Jets want to move off of Sam Darnold. And I think the Jets want to draft number one and bring in all the hoopla that'll come with the number one overall pick. I do. The easiest way to ensure that you don't win any other games is to keep the coach that you have that sucks, that's not producing, that's doing a crappy job, that's not putting his team in a position to win. Trading away, consistently trading away, or cutting players that know how to play. So I think the Jets are tanking without tanking because their team is that bad and their coach is that bad. And by doing it this way, you don't make it obvious that you're tanking. If you fire Gase and you promote, say, a Greg Williams or one of the other coordinators or coaches, they're going to try to win so they can show other teams that they're trying to win. If you leave Adam Gase in, maybe they trip up and bump their head on one win, but you know it's not going to be much more than that. It's not even going to be close to much more than that. So you stick with what you have, knowing that that's just good enough to keep losing. You stick with this guy.
I mean, it's either.
Because you're going to lose enough to get the number one pick. Plus, I think the Jets want to leave him in because they know that I'm going to roast him at least one day a week. And it's not that I'm roasting him just because there's no other news out there, but every week I'm looking at this guy saying, what are you thinking? What are you doing? And I hope Sam Darnold comes back because at least the games will be more competitive. But I also hope the kid doesn't come back because I don't want to see him get killed back there. And I'm not as sold on Sam Darnold as a lot of people are, but I definitely don't believe he's as bad as he is planned for this dude. I do know that apartment building Joe Flacco is. That dude is hot garbage. Hit the lottery once. 1 year. Bet on himself. Baltimore won the Super Bowl. He cashed out. That doesn't make you not have garbage. Still have garbage. The Jets saga. The Jets should be a soap opera. As the World Jets. Days of our Jets. Everybody hates Adam Gase. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and it is hump day. Hump day. One of my favorite days of the week, because I know once I get over this bad boy, I can see the mountaintop called the weekend, and I am ready for it. If you miss any parts of this show whatsoever, you can always check the replay out. 3 o'clock, KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. If you don't have the app, get it. Apple app, Google Play Store, or anywhere you get your apps from. If you're ever driving around, it's 1 o'clock, and you're like, "Man, how do I get the Cave Show? I forgot." Very easy. Go to the sportscave.com. The Cave is with a K. Click that Listen Live button, and we pop right up, ready to roll for you. If you click that button any other time, no worries whatsoever. There are a plethora of shows there for your listening pleasure. Don't forget, on the Sports Cave Network tonight, 5:30 Arizona time, gameplay with Mia Chambers. Click that Listen Live button for sure and check that show out. Also, make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, Instagram, and on the Facebook, and you can get me at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. A couple things to wrap up before we get out of here. Dodgers won. I told you yesterday, I'm picking Tampa Bay until the Dodgers prove to me that they can get over the hump, but I'm rooting for Clayton Kershaw. And last night, he came through. They gave him runs. Mookie Betts is a bad man, dude. That brother can play some baseball. And they got one. They're up 1-0 on the Rays. We'll have more baseball talk as the series goes deeper. And like I said, I'm rooting for Clayton Kershaw. The NFC, 5 wins. 5 wins as a conference. There are 6 NFL teams with 5 wins. Honestly believe the first team to 4 wins. That's facetious. First team to 6. That's the way they should do it. First team to 6, you get in. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to get to bad coaches, bad teams. I'm going to save that for tomorrow when we have more time. Boy, am I teasing you up with that big time. Keep making your way. I also promise you my all-wash team. That's coming up as well. And we'll do that tomorrow probably because we got to preview the Giants in Philadelphia. Let me give you your options on TV tomorrow night. You get the debate, the presidential debate, or you get the Giants in Philadelphia. Let me say this one more time. You get the debate, or you get Giants at Philly. Thank goodness the World Series is playing every day. Because those are some terrible options. I may be more inclined to flip to the Lifetime Network and watch whatever they have going on, because it would have to be better than those two options. has to be. If you talk about the NFL scheduling some crap, but then again, how would they think that that game would be that bad? Well, there's a couple ways you could think that game would be that bad. One, you have two lousy quarterbacks playing. Oh, my God, here we go on to Carson Wentz again. I'm not sold. I don't know how many times I have to say that to you. I'm not sold. Yeah, but he's throwing the guys that are working at Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm not sold. At all. Quit trying to sell me pigeon and tell me it's steak. The Giants, name two Giants that are actively playing. Go for it. Can't do it. You can't do it. This division is hot garbage. Do you realize the Dallas Cowboys are in first place in that division at 2-4? 2-4. This team has given up 218 points. That's an average of 36 points a game, and that's first place team. Let me say this one more time. They've given up 36 points per game, and they're the first place team. If Philadelphia wins tomorrow, they technically should move into first because they have a tie. So they would be 2-4-1. If Dallas loses this weekend, Philly wins, and Washington wins, do you realize how bad you would be looking at a first-place team that's 2-4-1? Oh, my God, that's terrible. I don't know what to tell you. That NFC East is a joke. And I'm going to explain to you what the NFL can do to fix that. But you got to tune in tomorrow to listen. Ooh, I hit you with another one. I've given you every reason to check us out tomorrow as we'll be broadcasting from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco for Cigars with the Cave Show on a Thursday. Thank you for hanging with me today on this abbreviated edition of the Cave Show with PLR. You can follow us on all the social media, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. Go to sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Make sure you're listening to Gameplay tonight on the same network at 5:30 Arizona time. It's a good show. It's a fun show. You will definitely enjoy it. Folks, until tomorrow, thank you for letting me come in and talk sports with you for a little bit. We'll have more guests next week. I know you guys are like, man, what happened to all the guests? They're here. I have people calling me all the time. We'll get them in. We'll get them on. Until tomorrow, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. Appreciate you listening. And as usual, you know the routine. Temps, take us home.